You're listening to Brendan Sinclair's Business Mix from tailoredpodcast.com. Marketing, media, and web information sure to hit the mark. Grab a drink, settle down, and get the news from an expert who's been there, done that, and wears a t-shirt. Here's your host, Brendan Sinclair.
Hello and welcome to podcast number 9. It's February 1, 2006. A pinch and a punch for the first of the month and no returns. On today's show, we're going to be talking about three main things. Number one being how to use stories in your marketing to get a bigger price for your product, or to get more visitors to your website, or to sell more of your stuff, or to create a bigger awareness of your product or service. And we'll give a couple of great examples. One I saw involved James Bond just last week. The other thing we'll talk about is my top 7 tips for giving a public speech. I'll give a few speeches around the place and I'll show you how to grab the audience's attention and really make an impact. The third thing we'll talk about today is using video on affiliate websites and how we've used them to great effect. It's really been a surprise that video sites, and purely video sites they are, has worked so well. We figured out that it's because people learn in different ways. Some people like to see things, some people like to hear things, some people like to read text. Video provides a couple of options, a little bit more interactive than your normal text website. So we'll have a look at that and why that website is effective. And today, for the first time, Tina will be doing Business Bite during the middle of the show. Tina will take you through how to get top of mind with your customer for an absolute bargain basement price. It's a great tip, so stay tuned for that. Now on with the show. Okay, and the first thing we'll talk about today is marketing and how to use stories in your marketing mix to really push the authenticity and the credibility of your product for best results. I'll give you a couple of examples of how I've seen stories used really effectively in marketing strategies over the last few weeks. Number one is that the Aston Martin car, I think it was a 1965 model that was used in the James Bond movie Goldfinger, has just sold for a staggering $2.1 million US. That's about $2.8 million Australian. Now, the reason the car sold for $2.1 million is basically because it had a story behind it, because it was used in a James Bond movie, so it's James Bond's car. Now, for all those guys out there who have got those spy fantasies about James Bond, there's some degree of recognition with that car, and so that story increases its value. If it was on display, for example, more people would go and have a look at it than if it didn't have that story behind it. So that's where the value for that Aston Martin comes from. A similar 1965 Aston Martin that hasn't been in the movie Goldfinger sells for about $250,000. So it's about a $1.9 million story, that one. And that's a great illustration, I think, on how we relate stories to the authenticity behind them, and it provides that credibility and provides that value. Probably the second example of using a good story is Moleskin books we use here in the office for creative things. The Moleskin book was originally used by people like Picasso and Hemingway to jot down their thoughts, and the entire marketing is based around that. These books have been used over the years by great thinkers. So by association, if you buy this book, then you're a great thinker as well. Not a bad story to have to help the marketing of your simple little Moleskin book that sell at a premium price and sell from a website and sell all over the world and sell really successfully. Now what it does is shows the problem. People who use a story to market their product really highlight the problem that people who don't use a story have. And that is, it provides that authenticity. I keep going back to the word. And we relate to the product on a different level. It's not just a book. It's a book that was used by Hemingway and Picasso. It's not just a car. It was a car driven by James Bond in the movie Goldfinger. And that really increases the value. And it's a great example of marketing effectively to your target market and identifying their choice influences and honing in on what those choice influences are and saying, okay, you want to buy a car that has a story behind it or is notorious in some way, here's that car. Now we'll move on to talking about top tips for giving a speech. I recently wrote a blog on my 7 top tips for giving a speech, and I always receive a lot of feedback from them. I think people's biggest fear in life, it's pretty well documented, you've probably heard it before, is that public speaking is the number one fear above death. I think Jerry Seinfeld says that most people would prefer to be in the coffin than actually delivering the eulogy. Not too sure if that's entirely accurate, but public speaking does scare a lot of people. Now, these are my top tips for giving a speech. I give quite a few speeches around the place, and these are my top ones that I hope you can take something away with. Number one is write your own introduction, because what that does is gives you that initial control over the audience so that you don't get introduced in a way that you either A, don't want to be, or B, in a style that you don't want to be introduced. My introductions are generally fairly tongue-in-cheek, and I always finish off with something amusing. I think it goes something like, Brendan Sinclair's done this, that, and the other, blah, blah, blah. He's also an excellent golfer, superb dancer, and a wonderful kisser. Brendan also writes his own introductions, and here's Brendan Sinclair. Okay, it's not that funny, but at least I give it a go, and it kind of lets the audience know that hopefully the speech is going to be entertaining. Now, the next thing you have to do in your speech is you have to grab attention. You have to grab attention immediately. If you don't grab the audience's attention in the first couple of seconds, they'll pretty much doze off on you. Now, how you grab attention is entirely up to you and up into your personal style. I've broken into song on occasion before. I've worn my Superman t-shirt. I've dropped things on purpose, lots of different ways. And getting their attention is absolutely critical, and it really does establish the benchmark for the rest of the speech. Now, once they've got their attention, you have to be entertaining. I'd go as far as to say it's more important to be entertaining in a speech than it is to be informative. If you can get those two balances just right, to be informative and entertaining, then that's pretty much the perfect speech. One of the big keys I've always found is to be fairly animated on the stage and always smile. If you're sitting there and dryly giving a boring speech and you're just going on and you've got your arms crossed and you're not smiling, that's pretty dull, right? So what you've got to do is get a smile. You can almost tell when someone's got a smile in their voice. At the moment, I'm laughing hysterically doing this podcast. And it's much more interesting to listen to because my intonation of my voice is going up and down. There's some character to the voice. It's not dull and monotonous. So start smiling when you speak, because it really does come along in your presentation and really gives it a boost. The next thing, always give information with examples. There's nothing worse than having someone up there and just spewing out the information. If you can illustrate your information with examples, maybe you want to use a PowerPoint presentation or a case study or pictures, whatever it happens to be, you've really got to illustrate your example so that the audience gets some other input, because we don't all learn by just listening or seeing. Some people learn by text, etc. The next one is using big gestures, because in a public speaking area you have to speak to, you know, could be 200-300 people, your mannerisms have to be totally exaggerated, and when you first do it, it feels quite alien, but after a while you get used to it and it feels quite natural, that your body language has to be really open. Everything about it has to be big, because remember, the audience is usually seated quite a way away. And probably my last tip for giving a good public speech is never ever tell people how good you are. Well, you do want to tell people how good you are, but you want to do it in a different kind of way. You want to poke fun at yourself, show that you don't take yourself too seriously, because there's nothing worse when you get a pompous, I was about to say ass. Am I allowed to say ass? Of course I am. It's my own podcast. I can say what I want. There's nothing worse than having a pompous ass up there telling you how good he is, and it's boring. It's dull. So if you poke a little bit of fun at yourself, people will see the humor in that generally and start to identify you and think, hey, this guy's all right. He's, you know, having a bit of fun. So they're my top 7 tips for giving a successful public speech. Number 1, do your own introduction. You retain a lot of control that way. Number 2, you've got to grab attention straight away, right from the very first second. Number 3, you've got to be entertaining. Number 4, you've got to be smiling and happy, and it really comes across in your presentation. Number 5, you've got to inform with examples so that everybody can take in the information you're providing. Number 6, you've got to use big gestures. Be open with your body language. And number 7, don't be a pompous you-know-what, because it just doesn't go across well. Take a bit of fun out of... Poke a bit of fun at yourself, and I'm sure your audience will laugh with you. My audience always seems to be laughing at me. I really want them to be laughing with me, but I think they laugh at me. So I hope you can take away a tip from the top 7 tips for giving a speech. As I mentioned at the start of the show, Tina is doing Business Bite. That'll be a wrap-up, short wrap-up each week, or a tip or a bit of news about something of interest to the business community. So without any further ado, here's Tina.
Hi, welcome to Business Bites. My name's Tina, and what I'd like to share with you guys today is a cost-effective way of staying top of mind with your regular customers and encouraging repeat business and referrals by sending out a regular newsletter. Now, I know that it can be expensive to get a professional newsletter printed and designed every 2 months, but here at Tailored, we found a way around that expense and make it a lot more cost-effective to send out a regular newsletter. We still get our newsletter designed professionally and professionally printed, but we only get them to design and print the shell. So it's got our logo, our letterhead, and coloured spaces for all the content to go into. We then simply write the content every 2 months and print it out onto these pre-prepared newsletters, and it only ends up costing us a few cents per newsletter. This is a great, cheap and easy way to keep in contact with our regular clients, and the newsletter's been a great source of repeat and new business for us. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned next week for another Business Bite.
We've recently launched a couple of new websites called affiliate sites, where we recommend a product, and if you visit the website, then go and buy the product, we get a percentage of the sale. One's called SEObookReview.com, and the other one's called GoogleAdsReview.com. I've mentioned them in previous podcasts. What we've found is these websites have worked really effectively. The reason why is because we use video on the sites. It's an entire video display, so you can hear my voice explaining through how we use these products for best effect. And what the video does and what the sound does is gives a much more interactive almost experience for the visitor. They see the pictures, they see sound, they see me drawing on the page as I illustrating a point or emphasizing a point. And the voiceover gives that emotion, and people who visit can decide whether I'm authentic and credible, getting back to the stories that we were telling before. And they can base a perception or their reality on what I sound like and what I'm talking about, and if I sound believable and all of those things. So the video has been incredibly effective for that. As I mentioned before, different people learn differently. Some people use text to learn. Some people are good when they listen to something. Some people take it in visually. Some people love charts. Some people love the written word. So lots of people don't learn the same way that you and I do. There's such a mix there that if you can tie in into your marketing mix, whether it be your website, whether it be a presentation, a public speech, for example, whatever you do, if you can tailor your presentation to meet all the different needs of your audience, then obviously your response rate is going to go up. People are going to enjoy the speech more, or people are going to buy more, whatever it may be. So have a look at using video on your website or using audio on your website to increase your sales, because I've got no doubt that it will. And the test example, the test case that we've been using, has really backed that up with some solid data. So as we near the end of podcast number 9, we'll just do a quick wrap-up. We've had a look at marketing with stories, and how if you own James Bond's old car, why that's so much more valuable than owning a car that hasn't been driven in the movie Goldfinger. We've also looked at the top 7 tips for giving a great public speech. Write your own introduction, get control of that audience earlier, be entertaining, smile and have some fun. That's the secret to a great public speech. The last thing we looked at was videos and their use on the web and how they're effective, because more and more people, A, can access video online, and how different people learn. Some people like to read, some people like to listen, some people like to see video. And if you can provide these options in your business, then you're going to be more successful. Thanks for tuning in for podcast number 9. It's been great to have you along. As always, we'd appreciate any feedback to our Skype name, which is Tailored, or our contact details, which are available on tailoredpodcast.com. Look forward to having you tune in next week for podcast number 10. Bye for now.